Jim Croce. We always like Jim Croce every once in a while. It gets our blood boiling. Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my buddy and partner, Big Ed Davis, we thank you very much for joining us on this Friday, August the 20th already. Wow. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Robert Wilkie. Now, he is a former secretary of the Department of Veteran Affairs, and he currently works with the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk about the fiasco in Afghanistan. And by the way, the Heritage Foundation has unleashed a scathing criticism of the Biden administration's handling of this pullout. So we'll talk a little bit with Robert in just a couple of minutes on that. Also, Miami-Dade County is thumbing its nose at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Have you read about that? They are mandating masks for the kids in school. So we're going to get some thoughts on that and other meanderings from the proprietor of the barber pole a little bit later in the show, His Excellency Andrew Sorese. So stay tuned for that. And James Madison University is the latest target of campus quackery. We are going to tell you all about it. So stay tuned for that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, we have a good one. Who do you think are the top 10 highest paid actors per movie? See if Ed knows. We will be giving you that information towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, the best place that I've ever found for a haircut, all things considered, is Andrew's Barbershop. It's in the Overcast Plaza, and that is just north of State Road 580, Main Street, on Overcast Drive. It's a little plaza there just on the west side. Now call first for your appointment, guys, 727-733-3773, and they are open Tuesdays through Saturdays. Also, always a delight to follow Good Morning Clearwater. They are great, are they not? Paul and Tracy Allen, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit later on this issue of the mask mandate. The Miami-Dade County School Board is voting to kind of stand in front of Governor Ron DeSantis and say, no, no, no. They have voted to implement a mandate for masks for the start of the school year coming up. Parents can opt out only with a doctor's note. Now, this defies an order from Ron DeSantis, who said that the decision had to be left up to the parents. Now, this is a statement from the United Teachers of Dade County, I guess. President Carla Hernandez-Matz released the following statement. Today, we witnessed what democracy looks like, despite being forced to withstand the vitriol of an anti-science group. I guess she's not big. I guess she didn't vote for Ron DeSantis. With the recommendation of medical experts, the CDC, parents, community allies, students, support professionals, and on, we were able to ensure that safety prevailed. And she goes on and on and on. Also, here is the mayor of Miami-Dade, Daniela Levine Cava. Protecting our children must be a top priority as we continue to combat the serious threat of COVID-19. I applaud the school board and the superintendent for following the science and putting the health and well-being of our children first. Wearing a mask, one of the simplest tools we have to stop the spread. Now, this vote was 7-1. A lot of people outside the meeting were not too pleased with that mandate.
Isn't Dade County a predominantly Democratic area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two counties there on the southeastern tip of Florida, are...
So if you took a poll...
Palm Beach and Dade.
If you took a poll down there, they would say that DeSantis is not doing a good job.
If you took a Czech or a Yugoslavian down there, they would say the same thing. I don't know about the polls. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. It's an interesting mix of people down there. There's a lot of people. What is that? That's the most congested part of Florida, right? Yeah. Miami-Dade.
I'm showing it's a very liberal area.
It is liberal, yeah. There's no question about that. Now, what's going to be interesting is what the parents themselves will do. Are they going to follow the superintendent and the school board, or are they going to follow Ron DeSantis? What if they send, what if a bunch of kids go to school without masks? What are the teachers supposed to do then? Then you put the teachers in a very precarious position. Yeah. Do you separate the kids without the masks? Or do you intersperse them with the kids with the masks? I myself am a little bit going back and forth on it because, in a way, I kind of see why the school board might be a little bit concerned about things. I do kind of see that. At the same time, I do kind of understand that the parents should have the ultimate decision on what their kids should do. And I have heard that psychologically for kids, especially younger kids.
Yeah. But I mean, putting a mask on a kid, is that really going to do anything? Have you been around kids lately?
It's hard to keep it on the kids.
They tend to shove their hands in their nose, in their mouths, and stuff like that. And I think a mask is like a flea on an elephant's ass. Tell you the truth.
Yeah. And the younger the kids are, the less prone they are to just, you know, keep it straight and this and that.
Yeah.
And, I think it's a psychological barrier for younger children.
It inhibits them being able to do spit wads and stuff.
And that's the most important thing of all, to be able to curl up a nice spit wad and shoot it right across the room and hit the girl in the back of the head.
Well, it has to stick to the blackboard, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't count if it doesn't stick to the blackboard.
If you can hit the blackboard from, like, the back of the room, you are really good, by the way.
That's Olympic quality right there. And the next Olympics.
This is such a strange world right now, you know? I mean, really, when 20 years ago, think about it, would you ever have thought that we would be worried about two things that are, you know, a virus that's infecting our entire planet that we're worried about? And now pulling out like America did from a place that we looked like we were humiliated in the whole process. I don't know how it could have been done worse. Anyway, that's what we're going to talk about next.
Well, Biden has 3 years to prove that. If it could be done worse.
Do you think this guy is going to make it for 3 years? I'm starting to think that it won't be the Republicans that retire him.
Kamala's already pacing in the back room.
Yeah, well, I don't think Kamala's another, you know, that's another thing.
She's not been around him during this thing. You notice that?
They've hidden her.
Because supposedly they want to keep her distant from this, saying this was not part of her decision, but all Joe Biden. They've already rung him out.
Well, you know, she claims she was the last one in the room when they made all these decisions. The last one in the room. I don't know what that really means, the last one in the room.
It's when you circle back, remember?
Yeah. Okay, let's take our break. When we come back, we will be joined by Robert Wilkie of the Heritage Foundation.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Go yard is a metaphor used in baseball, meaning to hit a home run. Life struggles can make you feel like you just struck out. It's times like these that we need a little batting practice to pick ourselves back up and get back in the game. Whether you are dealing with marital issues, drug addiction, rebellious teens, anxiety, depression, or just generally having a bad day, call Mama Mac. If life has you down 0-2, before you strike out, learn to go yard. Go yard with Mama Mac on this radio station, Thursdays, 6 o'clock.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
back on a Friday, and thank you so very much for being with us. By the way, I see Biden is running out of the White House again. He's going over to Wilmington, Delaware. Anywhere but the White House right now, right? You know, if he's not at Camp David, he's over in Wilmington. At the same time, apparently the Biden administration is considering launching airstrikes against our own aircraft, by the way, the American-made aircraft that we left at the airport and everywhere else on our way out the door. What a wonderfully thought-out plan this was. Who do we commend for this? Anyway, Robert Wilkie is joining us, and Robert currently is at the Heritage Foundation. He's the former secretary of the Department of Veteran Affairs. And Robert, I see that the Heritage Department has really, what's the word, lowered the boom on the Biden administration for the way this Afghanistan situation was handled. Want to get your thoughts on it.
Sure. Paul, well, first of all, thank you for having me. My sister,
of course,
who lives off Bruce B. Downs, listens to you every day.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
we
so
thank them.
Very, I'm very happy to be on. And let me add, I'm not trying to gild the bio, but I was Under Secretary of Defense under General Mattis before I went to VA, and was deeply involved in planning contingency operations like this.
Wow.
And what you said about this administration is absolutely on target. Forget the merits of being in Afghanistan for a minute, but the notion that you would pull troops and material out, the material that you didn't leave to the Taliban, and not have an accounting for 15,000 Americans is as great a dereliction of duty as I think we've ever seen in our history. And let me correct what I think I've been seeing in a lot of the commentary, because people talk about Saigon. I think the more relevant comparison is actually Tehran in 1979, when we bolted in the middle of a revolution and Americans were held hostage, not thousands, but just less than 100. And America stood still for well over a year. We have the potential for a greater disaster now than we did then. And this is something that people like Bob Gates, my former boss, during the second Bush administration, and John McCain were saying for years about Joe Biden. The benefit that we had with Biden then was that he had no hands on the levers of kinetic power. He just made speeches as a senator and as vice president. But now you see what happens when you get not only President Biden, but his Ivy League cohorts who have no concept of reality.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, we can look at Biden and say, you know, the guy's been a kind of a goofball for a while, and maybe even his cognitive situation is getting a little bit worse now. But he's got all these people that he surrounds himself with, and you would think somebody would understand some way of getting out of there without turning it into a circus.
Well, Paul, I think we have to go back to what motivates the people around Mr. Biden. And let's go back to March, when the Secretary of State was harangued by the Chinese foreign minister. And the Chinese foreign minister was just simply reading back to the Secretary of State President Biden's own condemnation of his own country, that we are an oppressive, racist nation. And the Secretary of State just took it. All he could say was, we're imperfect. If someone is not ready to defend the country, even rhetorically, they're not going to defend it kinetically. And let me just say, what would Richard Nixon or Ronald Reagan have said when confronted with that kind of attack? They would have said, we are not going to be lectured by a country that has murdered 100 million of its own people since 1949.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, that's the response. But now we're seeing replays of Senator McCain's warnings about the current Secretary of State as late as 2014, when he was in the Obama administration. And I think you're seeing that come home to roost.
I am reading that Britain and France are able to figure out a way to get their people out. Now, I'm not quite sure about all the details on this. I can see where it's not that easy. We gave up an airport. By the way, why are we doing it from that airport? We had that other airport, which apparently was would have been a much better launching point for getting our people out, you know?
Right. This goes back to the lunacy of the orders given by the White House. And having served in the Trump administration and the Bush administration, you have very different models of governance from what you see with Biden and what you saw with Obama. In our administrations, the departments ran their departments. So Secretary Gates, Secretary Mattis were in charge. In the Biden-Obama world, the White House children run the departments. And the cabinet secretaries, in many cases, are just mere functionaries. And Robert Gates writes about this in his book, Duty, about the Obama-Biden years when he stayed on as Secretary of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not new to me. Military decisions are being made in the National Security Council by people who have very little experience in the real world. That is what's happening.
We're talking with Robert Wilkie. He should know what he's talking about. He was an undersecretary, been very, very much involved with Afghanistan when he was in Washington. He's a former secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. He's a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation right now. The Heritage Foundation really threw a grenade. Unconscionable, shocking, unacceptable. Just this dark day for the United States. And where's Biden? He's hiding Biden, is he not, right now? What's going on?
That's right. Well, you know, the reason that Heritage has used those adjectives is that unlike 1975 when Saigon fell, or 79 with Tehran, we only had one enemy, and that was a pretty one-dimensional enemy, the Soviet Union. They didn't offer much other than brute force. Now we have a coalition of enemies of growing power, and they are threatening not only our way of life, but before they even get to us, they're threatening our allies. And this is the kind of scenario that is playing out in Afghanistan that strengthens them and weakens our allies. You notice as soon as Biden began to botch this, the Chinese Communist Party started a propaganda assault on Taiwan, saying,
yes,
trust the Americans. That's going on all over the world now. Putin has picked it up. He's playing on the same themes with the Ukrainians. And we now have, because you mentioned the British and the French. Biden never told them what he was doing.
I know. Yeah.
The British lost 500 soldiers in Afghanistan. And the notion, and you go back to our friend President Trump, he was always accused by the mainstream media of disregarding or not catering to allies, which is a lie. He just expected them to pay their fair share. But the notion that Boris Johnson would call Donald Trump and be put on hold for days or weeks and not get a phone call back from the President of the United States, as what has happened just in this week, is unfathomable. There's nothing like it in our modern history. And it wasn't Donald Trump that's blowing up the alliances and allowing people to question American solidity. It's the so-called liberal profession.
Yeah. You know, if I was on the island of Taiwan right now, I'd be kind of shaking. I'd be a little worried about our commitment to Taiwan. I know that it's not, you know. Now, Biden apparently made a comment during an interview with ABC News the other day with Stephanopoulos that raised some questions about the strategic ambiguity of Taiwan. But you know, I wouldn't trust Biden to back up anything. Of course, I wouldn't have trusted Obama to come a-running as a savior either, so I'm not sure here.
Yeah, it's a very scary situation. And we are facing a threat the likes of which we've never seen because, as I mentioned, the Soviet Union was one-dimensional.
Right.
The Chinese aren't. We still have many cards to play, but if you go down the path that the Biden administration has, which is following the Obama path, I think the Wall Street Journal said it, they're welcoming in Beijing the return of Obama-era accommodations in the White House, who are not going to rally the troops in that part of the world to stand up to the Chinese.
So what can we, is there any hope here? Can we salvage anything? What are we going to do with the situation? We got to get those people out of, first of all, we got, what, 12,000 maybe Americans there? I'm worried sick about that.
Yeah, and we've evacuated more Afghanis than we have Americans as of last night. No, this requires the use of force, the threat of force, and it requires allowing the military to be unleashed. You're absolutely right that the Red Devils, the British paratroopers, and the French paratroopers are patrolling. They're going and getting their people. There's absolutely no reason that the 82nd Airborne Division
also,
and units of the Army couldn't do that.
Yes, indeed. Also, Robert, the finger pointing is going on, is it not, with the State Department pointing to the administration, which is pointing to, I don't know, the Department of Defense, and everybody's pointing at each other again. This is they're worried about pointing the blame. Get something going together as a unit. Figure something out.
That's right. That's absolutely. I'm going to take up for the Pentagon in a certain way. I think I know what happened. The professionals gave their advice. They said we should not withdraw all of our people. We need air power. We need about 3,000 troops on the ground, and then we can begin to pull people out. That was overruled by the White House in order to fulfill an artificial political deadline so President Biden could give a national speech on September 11th saying, I'm the peacemaker, and I pulled America out of a 20-year war. The downstream effects of this will be with us for many years. You ask what we can do. We survived Jimmy Carter, and we got Ronald Reagan. But people have to be energized. But it's not just on the foreign policy front. I mentioned this administration not even being able to defend us rhetorically, to say what Lincoln said, that we are the last best hope on the planet. We need to do what you've been urging your listeners to do, is to get out and talk about America at the school board level, at the county commissioner level. The solutions aren't going to come from Washington, D.C. This is a tired, worn-out place. If we're going to have a resurgence, as we did in 1980 with the coming of Reagan, it has to be a grassroots thing. And we just have to batten down the hatches right now for the next 3 years. I know you all were talking about that before I came on.
We did. Robert, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I wish we had gumption like that currently in the White House, people that would not be afraid to do something. You know,
one other thing, Paul,
sure.
So you know that this is not new. I just did a piece for the Tribune where I talked about the evacuation of Saigon. And President Ford, seeing the North Vietnamese Army out in the open, tens of thousands of troops, thousands of tanks, issued the warning order for the Air Force to take them out. But because of what had happened with Watergate, the Congress had passed legislation saying they needed to authorize any response, military response in South Vietnam. And Ford asked them, didn't get it. One of the people standing in the door was a senator from Delaware named Joe Biden.
Wow.
Who said no to helping our South Vietnamese allies. And as Bob Gates has famously said, was on his way to being wrong about every national security issue for the last 40 years.
Yes, consistently so. He goes against the law of averages. He's always wrong. It would be humorous if it wasn't so terrible. And
absolutely.
Yeah, Robert, a real pleasure to have you on. I look forward to doing this again with you. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you for what you do, Paul.
Our pleasure. All right, Robert Wilkie. Isn't he nice? All those nice, generous comments about us, Ed. We're going to get a swell head here. Okay, let us take our break. When we come back, what's going on here with this challenge to DeSantis and the mask mandates and all of this? We'll talk about it with the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceresi.
All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tantalk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports!
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. We are back. We are back. By the way, we are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network, and we are glad to be here. But if you're busy during some of those times and days, you can listen to us on podcast because Big Ed has put all our shows there. Bless his heart. All you got to do is go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com. Don't forget our, O-U-R, ourfreedomworks.com. And at the top, you'll see the podcast button. Just click on it, and there you go. All right. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm starting to feel sorry for Joe Biden. Not a lot. But I'm beginning to, I mean, he's got all of these things going on. Then he goes after DeSantis with the way DeSantis is handling the situation in Florida with the virus. And DeSantis really gave him a great smackdown when he said, why don't you just go and handle the border situation and stop lecturing everybody else about how they're handling their states, you know?
I got them $1.9 trillion.
That guy is a nightmare. That's a nightmare. By the way, somebody must have told him to stop leaning over like that and talking like that into the microphone. Oh, my God. We got the master barber, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, I don't know where to start. I guess we've been talking a little bit about the Miami-Dade County School Board saying that there is a mandate that the masks be worn in the schools. They're kind of defying DeSantis, who wants the parents to make the decision.
Well, Paul, first of all, I got to honestly tell you, I do not believe anything I hear about this whole virus, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Now, my wife and I both had it, okay? And they said when you had it, you don't have to worry about getting it again, right?
Yeah.
My wife is in the hospital with COVID pneumonia.
Oh, God.
and I, she,
Nicole, is that bad? I knew she was not doing well, but I didn't realize she was in the hospital.
Yep, she's in ICU. She's been there since Monday. I had to fight to get her there.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried to get her there within the 10-day period because we could have got her that stem cell or whatever it is that they're setting up all over Florida, but it was too far. So they got her on Regenevar and a couple other things, and she's just maintaining right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so, you know our prayers are with you and Nicole. You know that.
And, now, I had to make a decision when I seen her because I said, I'm going to have to take care of her when she's done with this. I'm taking care of Jim. I cannot afford to get sick. These people depend on me.
Right.
So I went out and got the shot yesterday.
Okay.
Or 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I've noticed so far is last night I watched CNN for 3 hours, and I'm starting to like Biden talking.
Then the shot is obviously having a horrible effect on you.
But anyway,
I'm glad you can laugh.
But you know, Paul, I closed the barbershop. Candace, Christine, and I are all negative. We've been tested every 2 days.
Yeah.
To make sure we don't have them. We're negative. I did close the barbershop. I have it closed for the 14 days, you know.
Oh, you're going to? Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah. But there's no question about it.
Well, we're going to make sure that we mention that.
What Nicole is going through. Yes. It's heart-wrenching.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I don't believe anymore, Paul, about anything.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't know. You've got more important things on your mind than what Biden is doing in Afghanistan and even what DeSantis and the school board is doing. And then you take care of that veteran, too, like you do. This guy, Andrew, takes care of a gentleman that's a veteran that, quite frankly, doesn't have anybody to help him, and he's disabled. And Andrew is his, I don't know what, guardian angel. You're his guardian angel.
Like I say, I don't know what to believe. I do believe Biden is a fool. That will never change.
Yeah.
I guess he's coming out of hiding today to blurp a couple words at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, just for a moment, like a groundhog going to stick his head out of the hole and then pop and then dive back in.
I am not buying any more Chinese food. I'm boycotting the Chinese restaurants.
Okay.
Sorry.
those poor Chinese Americans have nothing to do with it, though. Go ahead.
Because I do believe it came from China, and I can't believe that we're not doing nothing about it except giving everything to China. You know, people don't realize it, but like 3 or 4 months ago, Putin put armies on the Afghan border. Now, we also know that China is pouring billions of dollars into Iran. Okay,
yeah.
Now you got the Taliban.
China's linking up with them, too.
That's what I'm saying. You got the Taliban now that's got an army that's all well-equipped. They have more Apache helicopters than 166 countries in the world. So tell me what's going on between Iran, China, in Russia, Paul.
Not good.
And Biden giving them an army.
It's not good. Biden.
I think that was Biden's plan, and that's why he's in hiding. Biden is a compromised president. Okay, he is totally compromised, Paul. There is no way a president of the United States, like I told you, gets on his hands and knees and begs. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked about the connection with China, payoffs to his son, Ukraine, Russia, the former wife of the mayor of Moscow. It was payments there. I don't know how the hell. I mean, there's no question that we certainly can question Biden's motives. And then he freezes on Afghanistan. Or does worse, he makes decisions that are absolutely, incredibly, unbelievably stupid, and we're leaving 12,000 to 15,000 of our true patriot Americans over there. I don't know. It's just horrible.
You know, Paul, yesterday I was hearing a couple of gentlemen say that the Americans that are in Afghanistan are safer than they are in their own country right now. But you know what? I want to hear what these people have to say when the Taliban army starts showing videos of heads rolling.
That's what I'm worried about, you know, taking people and going out executing the hangings and all of that kind of thing.
I want to hear what they say when they start showing these videos. People need to stop being fools.
By the way, not that we're surprised, but the latest polls show that Biden's popularity is under 50% now.
Isn't that amazing, though? He got 80 million votes. Now, come on. Can't be. That's Trump's
I think there's a lot
that's
of people
Trump's
that...
fault. It's Trump's fault that his
Trump is looking better every moment, isn't he, on this?
Let me tell you something. We need him now more than anything. I've never felt so embarrassed to be an American in my life. And our president has no backbone. He's, as Arnold the Nazi would say, he's a sissy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He has no backbone.
Arnold the Nazi.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
That's what he said the other day. The hell with your freedom. He was raised by a Nazi.
His father. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, he's from Austria. Right.
That's right. His father was a sergeant in the Nazi army.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, there's where he thinks. You know what? Go back to Austria. You made your millions here. Now take off.
I don't think, you know, it's funny. Everybody, even in the Democratic Party, is hiding on this. You don't see Pelosi standing up and talking much. Where's Schumer?
Nobody.
Schumer's not talking about it,
is
he?
They're all hiding. You know what? All they got to talk about is masks, COVID.
Yeah.
Like I said, my wife is in intensive care right now.
Yes, our prayers.
I'm upset about it. But you know what, Paul? We need to fight back here. This is ridiculous.
Indeed.
It's ridiculous.
I think people are going to be fighting back in certain ways.
What else I want
Go ahead. Go ahead.
How come there's no COVID in Afghanistan? It must be something with goat meat. I don't know.
It could be. Or maybe they just fight. If they find out somebody's got it, they shoot them. I mean, I don't know. they wear those things around their faces all the time anyway, those scarves. maybe that's why.
There you go. There's the proof they work. Afghanistan doesn't have any cases of COVID because they all got the burqas on and everything else. They're all covered up.
You know, that's actually an interesting point. You would think that they would have those kinds of diseases, you know?
More than anybody.
More than anybody, yeah. I wonder.
Yep.
You know, I wonder. Well, we want to wish our prayers and our very best to Nicole. And please tell her that we are thinking of her. We want her to get past all of this. We want you guys to be healthy. We're going to talk about the fact from now on in the show that, you know, you're temporarily closed as you go through the quarantine period, but that we're going to look forward to you being open again and up and running as usual.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling in.
Good weekend, Paul.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, it's... you know, Nicole's such a wonderful person. We want to wish our very best to her. Make sure that everything, hopefully everything will work out on that. All right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, dust off Wilbur the Duck, James Madison University, we're going to quack at you. So stay tuned for that.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest-running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. And boy, oh boy, this is just, wait till you hear this one, Ed. James Madison University
is in Virginia, by the way.
It is training student employees to recognize that people who identify as male, straight, cisgender, what is cisgender? That means that you stay what you biologically are?
Let's go with that.
Okay. Cisgender or Christian, okay? Male, straight, cisgender, they are oppressors. They engage in the systematic, systematic subjugation. Try to say that a few times. Systematic subjugation of other social groups. So, according to documents, student employees in charge of facilitating orientation for freshman students this fall at James Madison underwent training to learn about social justice and inclusion. A training video mandated for student staff described oppression as, quote, the systematic subjugation of one social group by a more powerful social group for the social, economic, and political benefit of the more powerful social group. I don't even understand what the heck they're talking about. I mean, come on. First of all, look, you're a freshman in college. You're scared. You're coming out of your parents' environment. You're living in a dormitory. You're by yourself. You don't need this stuff. You got enough to worry about.
You know, in my day, we went through that era, but it was deemed spinning records backwards to get the hidden meaning.
Yes.
And then we figured out That's just being a moron, and then we moved on.
Yeah.
So this is basically, it's the overthinking age or the overthinking way of life that you have to analyze everything.
The presentation defined privilege, by the way, as the, quote, unearned social power accorded by the formal and informal institutions of society to all members of a dominant group at the expense of targeted groups, unquote. Let's see. We can go on with this nonsense. I don't want to go on with it. It just makes me sick. However, we have a good story. This comes from a black guy who had slaves on both sides of his family. A father in Colorado Springs, who is the descendant of slaves, slammed critical race theory during a public school district board meeting, saying that racism in America would, quote, by and large be dead if not for institutions like the education system keeping it on life support.
Sure.
Isn't that, he's right.
You're absolutely right.
He's right. He says this, I am a direct descendant of the North American slave trade. Both my parents are black. All four of my grandparents are black. All eight of my great-great-grandparents and all 16 of my great-greats. My ancestors were enslaved in Alabama and in Texas. He said, I am not oppressed. I am not oppressed and I'm not a victim. He said, racism in America would by and large be dead today if it were not for certain people and institutions keeping it on life support. He said, sadly, one of those institutions is the American education system. God bless him. You know?
Slavery was a horrible, disgusting thing.
Sure, of course it was.
But it doesn't make sense to hold a gun to generations and generations removed
and trying to make
from that
ancestors of white people that might have been slave owners make them feel guilty and feel bad and you know, all these other things.
Because the color of your skin across the glass, you have to have known or been related to somebody or been friends with somebody that owned a slave.
Exactly.
And you must pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. Guilt. And, of course, what has it been doing to us? It divides us. It makes people start to, I mean, just...
And that's
if
where...
If you keep talking about it, you're going to keep getting more and more division.
Division is where political votes come from.
Exactly.
If you didn't
right.
have division, they'd all vote for the same person. So you have to have somebody that has a different point of view and that wants to keep, oh, yeah, well, maybe we are doing that. Maybe we are. You know?
Division is the ammunition or the whatever it is, the powder of the Democratic Party, the fuel of the Democratic
yes.
Party. It's division. They got to have division or they can't succeed.
For somebody that, for an administration that made a speech that their first objective or their first duty was to reunite the country, has done nothing.
What a hypocritical statement that was.
Let me tell you something, Paul. You know how this whole, and you got to remember that Biden's, the platform that he ran on was that he was going to, he had a plan for the virus. I've got a plan for the vaccine. You know how you could have got those people, those Trumpsters, as we call them, the people that voted for Trump, you know, and they're the ones that are not getting the vaccine because it's under Biden. You know, that could have all been avoided if on day one that the Biden administration came out and said, listen, thanks to the Trump administration for paying for it and getting it and starting the delivery of it, we're going to continue that process.
Right.
And we ask all Americans, Republican or Democratic, not to make a decision based on politics to take this vaccine, but make this vaccine to move America forward.
Yeah. Would have joined the Trumps with the Democrats, the Trumpsters and the Democrats going, you know what? They're both trying to get this thing going.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly. Before we do our top 10 real quickly, because we only got about a minute to talk about it, but we got the Bucks playing football this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll be nice and boring because none of the starters are going to play this Saturday night. None.
Not even for a moment.
None.
Okay.
They won't even sniff the Gatorade bottle.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Tennessee Titans, who are in town doing the scrimmage against them for these past couple of days.
Okay. So everybody is just going to be laid back, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the way it goes.
Get the Rays who are on a...
Yeah.
Who just swept the Orioles, which wasn't a big...
Wonderful.
It's like watching a fighter that doesn't hit back, you know?
The Orioles that bad?
God.
So are the Rays in first place?
They are in first in the American League.
Good.
They have the third best record in baseball.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to keep mentioning how good they are.
And they're starting to distance themselves.
Wow.
They're about two to three games up on the closest.
Who's closest?
White Sox, which are coming to town.
Oh, yeah, in the other
and
division.
And the Astros. In another division.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Yankees and the Red Sox are teetering between 5 and 6 games back.
Wow. Okay.
So.
All right. There we go. Go Rays. All right. It's time for our top 10. This comes from Variety Magazine, which is the big trade journal in California, Hollywood. Top 10 highest paid stars per movie. It's based kind of on the last movies they've made, okay? So here we go. Number 10. The actor Ryan Gosling, he made $20 million for a movie called The Gray Man. Don't know anything about it.
Never seen it.
I haven't either.
Mm.
Okay. Number 9. Actually, this was a tie because Sandra Bullock is also at $20 million.
Mm.
And the latest movie she has, The Lost City of D. They also lost the rest of the name of the city.
Mm.
It's just the capital letter D. All right, number 8. Julia Roberts. Wow. Name out of the past. Is she back? Julia Roberts made $25 million for the movie Leave the World Behind. Well, I would too for $25
million. Yeah, why not?
Go wherever it takes me. Number 7. Jennifer Lawrence. By the way, she's got the same amount as Julia. $25 million for a movie called Don't Look Up.
Okay.
Tell me when you know any of these movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six.
Maybe they're on their way out and coming up, you know.
Yeah, maybe they are.
There's a lot of movies that's have been held back because of the pandemic.
That's true.
You know,
right.
The new Top Gun 2 is supposed to come out at Christmas time.
Yes.
But anyway.
So number six is Mark Wahlberg. We've heard of him before. And he's coming out with a movie apparently called Spencer Confidential.
Mm-hmm.
$30 million. Wow. Mm. You don't make that in 5 years, do you?
Six.
6 years.
But, I mean, he's a good actor. I mean.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And you got to remember, all that's before taxes.
Oh, those poor dears. Those poor dears.
And security.
Number five, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
He's back. He's at $30 million also. He's also in the movie Don't Look Up. They're going to be spending a lot of money on these actors.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio. Number four, Denzel Washington. You know, some of these people have been around for a while. Denzel Washington, a movie called The Little Things. Have you heard about that?
No.
$40 million.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Number three, Will Smith. He also is at $40 million. A movie called King Richard. King Richard. I wonder if that's Richard the Lionhearted or...
I don't know.
What's his name? Richard, the black comedian that died, Richard Pryor.
Pryor?
Yeah, I wonder. Okay, number two. Well, you knew he'd be in here. Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock.
The Rock. $50 million for Red One. Red One. I heard the movie that's currently out that they're promoting isn't doing that.
Well, that's a Disney flick.
Yeah, but even then, it's kind of been a disappointment.
Yeah.
All right, you'll not know who it is.
I have no idea.
Go ahead and take a guess.
I don't know.
I would have guessed Tom Cruise.
Okay.
But that's not who it is.
No.
It's Daniel Craig.
Who's that?
Daniel Craig's James Bond.
Oh.
James Bond. And it's the Knives Out sequels. Apparently he signed on, you know how much? $100 million.
Wow.
$100 million. He won't have to do no stinking James Bond movies anymore.
$100 million.
He had nothing anymore. $100 million.
For James Bond.
Well, for Knives Out sequels. Knives Out. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not
okay,
for James Bond. Not
gotcha.
For James Bond.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, my friends. Well, you have a safe and good weekend. We'll join you again on Monday. Do remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
W